Attention soldiers, this is Hawkeye News. Bravo, Bravo, Sam, incoming. Report for duty now.
Welcome to another edition of Hawkeye News on BBSRadio.com. You may remember a few months ago when an Alaska Airlines flight, a Boeing 737 MAX plane, was flying over Oregon and the door panel blew out. Boeing acknowledged in a letter to Congress it can't find the records for the work done on that door panel. What about those two Boeing 737 MAX fatal crashes in 2018 and 19 that killed 346 people in Indonesia and Ethiopia? In an article found on fierceelectronics.com by Gregory Travis, veteran instrument-rated pilot and a career software engineer, he said those flying those planes that went down had not even been trained on the fatally designed flight control system called the MCAS, and Travis said that was actually a software fix for a hardware problem. He said they had bigger engines, Boeing should have moved them forward or increased the length of the landing gear, but that would have delayed delivery of the planes for over a year. So according to Travis, Boeing created a software fix that was deadly. Pilots were not fully able to determine their true airspeed or altitude. The pilot would pull up from a dive, and that MCAS software system would push the plane down. And then there's another article by Jerry Usim called Boeing and the Dark Age of Manufacturing on Atlantic.com. Mr. Usim tells a brief history of the prowess of Boeing's design and engineering, and eventually he said they offloaded everything. In other words, tail, landing gear, flight controls, and other essentials were outsourced to factories owned by others and then shipped back to Boeing for final assembly. Usim says it turned the company that created the jet age into something akin to a glue together of precast model airplane kits. What did Department of Transportation head Pete Buttigieg say about the airlines recently on Face the Nation?
This is all about making sure that we stay ahead of the curve, keeping aviation as safe as it is. It's not for nothing that it became the safest form of travel in America. We want Boeing and any producer in the aviation space to have a culture of if you see something, say something. We want to make sure those mechanisms for reporting work. We have both whistleblower mechanisms to let us know something directly at the FAA, but if anything, we want you to err on the side of reporting.
If you see something, say something. Well, John Barnett worked for Boeing for 30 years as a quality control manager before he retired in 2017, and then he became a whistleblower, and he spoke with journalists, discarded metal shavings near wiring for flight controls, problems with oxygen systems, using parts from scrap bins to prevent production delays. Barnett said Boeing had a culture of concealment. He had a whistleblower lawsuit and was giving depositions 3 months ago in Charleston, South Carolina. And then he was found dead in his truck in a hotel parking lot. Authorities said it was suicide. His family and long-term friend Jennifer vehemently disagrees. Here's what she told South Carolina ABC News.
I know that he did not commit suicide. There's no way. He loved life too much. He loved his family too much. He loved his brothers too much. And there's a lot of evil in this world. Somebody didn't like what he had to say and wanted to shut him up and didn't want it to come back on anyone. So that's why they made it look like a suicide.
Rest in peace, John Barnett. In 1970, I remember the excitement of being an exchange student on a Boeing 747 flight from Boston to London. The flight was delayed for a number of hours sitting on the runway, and they allowed all of us to run up that winding staircase to see first class and eat a little lunch and get a soda. Oh, those were the good old days before all the liars. What say ye?
The answer to tyranny is to fear God and keep His commandments. They say the truth will make you free. Until you get the truth, you're not free. So here's the law to fix the problem. With doctors, politicians, lawyers, preachers, pharmaceuticals, police, media, teachers, governments, here it is. You do not lie or you will.
Thank you for listening to BBSRadio.com News. I'm Sam Ray.